I got asked at the last night at the lecture that I gave, a couple of high school students came up to me afterwards and said, "What do you do when you read a poem and you just don't get it?" And of course, my first response was to think, "Well, you know, drop and roll. I don't know what you do. Do whatever you want to do." But it came up again this morning in the class that I visited here, and I was thinking, I read not long ago at Penn State in Pennsylvania, and there was a graduate student who asked me during the Q&A about a particular poem in my second book and said, "What does it mean?" And I said, "I don't know. What do you want it to mean?" And she was outraged by that. She said, You defrauded your public? I'm thinking, I have a public. You put a poem out there and you don't even know what it means? And I said, "Well, it's only been 4 or 5 years. Give me another 5 or 10 and I might know what it means." But after she had calmed down a little bit, there was some spittle flying in the air. I did say there's many ways that poems mean. I mean, they mean in a paraphrasable way, and they mean in the sense of an image. Often I'll walk away from a poem, I can't tell you what it means, but I can tell you the image that it left in my mind. Sometimes they mean in terms of music. And for me, that's important. I didn't train as a writer. I didn't train in literature. I trained as a singer. I was a countertenor and a tenor for many years. So for me, the logic of a poem is often the musical logic of a poem. This is a poem called Anthem. And it's an elegy for an American expatriate poet named Gustav Sobin, whose work I have loved for many years. And it's a little on the long side, and it's a little on the, if this makes no sense to you, that's okay. It goes by very quickly in the voice. But I want to read it as a bit of an homage to Mr. Wilkinson, because I don't think I could have written it without having had his poems in my life. He's a different poet than I am. Dean Young, do you know who Dean Young is? He's a poet. He used to say that for him, writing a poem was about taking a bunch of disparate objects and throwing them up in the air. And he said, when you do that, the odds are that they will then all come crashing down on your head and you will be harmed. But he said, every now and then when you throw those objects up in the air, some of them begin to revolve around each other and they form a kind of little solar system up there moving around. And that's when you know you have a poem. And that's actually how I feel when I traveled with Joshua those 3 days in Ohio and Indiana and Wisconsin. That's how I felt that continually, that everything that Josh threw in the air stayed up there and became a poem. And there were two consequences of this. One was that life became very beautiful all of a sudden. And the other is that then you never could get any of your things back because they were all up there in the air. This is called Anthem. Palm it, like glass darts, the skin had prophesied, stray sheen of imperceptibly and unconjugated, the weft tight, driven hard against what instrument, oscilloscope, the body draws, tuned from wax, straw, sprue, breath, single brace. The body is conservative, is the fact of it. Caudal and broken, the earliest vocables consist, they ungrammar, even the fresh coals of the viridian, the lip or any plausible bridge descends, blanched into its own pale arithmetic. The fire there, struck by the plow's metallic flange against the field's wheat stone, was not session, though held blunt against the appropriations, systole, diastole, in mimetic profusion, manacle, prow, marrow. To harvest, sing the wounds, thuggish empathies as surfeit, over and against the night's pristine ingratitude. In that, it saves. It serves to propagate, and trapped as ambiance recommends, we pick up her muddy lymph. The republic gathers, and profess the brief sugars of some first blood, demonstrate, sign here, the lilac, interceptive and insensate, silver foil to the mind's unbending polynomial, vase of hand from which the fingers ovulate, as soot and grain, it takes the breath away. Seen from outside, circumstance, splashed across the field, say, this time, it was your child gone missing. Or, to sound that first alarm. The self declines, in parenthesis, towards fluent endings. The cleft hearse, nervous altars of passage will remain, and else kitted out as gods, each minor rift as master, sucker's green chain at the iridescent root, the flash in the distance, unstumbling Sweeney, really nothing more or less the dream embargoes antecede the displaced organ registrars of metaphor and interval. The loss of an external world strikes us hard. Grazed, celibate arc creels, and the body turning into that small ocean, dolmen, peach light marl, you it wants to cup and chafe the muscling memory, the meat of you. Ricochet ambulance, textile wash of moon glory. As a nation, as a shape in glass. Someone carries flowers into the building and then back out again, unspeaking the body as if it were music, a parallax of chords and dressage meant this time to call, be called home. What is unified, suffered within the figure. Blister of light in the wheat of my body's harvest. As forge, as orrery, lustrous sheath of fear's prescriptive urgency, as in our first morning, salt to salt, the saints present their long mucilaginous scrolls. So forge, say, the double distance, the lungs inscribe towards meter, the rippling meats we share. Our Lady, orthogonal, of the crossroads, lathe and prink. Lines of trucks enter the field, bearing men and water, Plath's hysterical elastics, the fractured constellations, hid now in matter's prescient folds, the airline motion, the slow drift-falling bodies of whales permits. After. An odor. In the beard growth static, herb margin rank in Queen Anne's lace. Because the body was always salt, or mostly. Light weighs the same as every imaginary organ, Yehu's to some deeper cognizance, flickering sistrum stutter, O periphrastic ambassador, the lice, the petioles, the sheer enormity of air pressure, each ear or jaws unlatching in the abstract traceries. It was all so beautiful in its moment, and how the friction coiled, quickened at the bud's base, all backs turned to labor's vigorous monophony, restless epithelium, native allotment, torn, visible, shifting, acrylic, pericarp, hunger canceled, running towards us. Cinder, psalm, residual blood apps, the hive windows, on legs better meant for sparrows.